بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, before I begin, if I can ask you, please, if you have cell phones, please put them on silent or vibrate so that they don't disturb during the khutbah. Barakallahu feekum. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad results of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرَانِ الْكَرِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah as He is most deserving, and do not die except that you died in a state of al-Islam. Do not die except that you're doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered you to do. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us, the meaning of which is, O mankind, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, who created you from a single soul, and this was our father Adam, and from him he created his mate, his wife, and this was our mother Eve, and from them both he brought about many men and women. And fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another, and honor the family ties. Honor the family ties, for verily Allah is ever and all watcher over you. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا أَمَّا بَعْدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He further advises us, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, once again, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, and always speak the truth. Always speak the truth. It may be that Allah will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins, and whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all from the successful, victorious people on Yawmul Qiyamah. Allahumma ameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be some good news for us. Some good news for us. And this good news is for those of us who commit the sins. Those of us who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those of us who make dhulm. We make oppression and we oppress ourselves by committing the sins, by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by doing the things we shouldn't do. And we know we shouldn't do them, but yet and still we do them. So the topic for today's khutbah is going to be good news for those people who commit the sins. And the good news is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's al-Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the all-forgiving, the most merciful. And all we have to do is make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All we have to do is make istighfar. All we have to do is ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. And this is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us, if you're anything like me, you find yourselves committing the sins over and over and over again. And if you're anything like me, perhaps you're struggling with sins that you've been doing your whole life. And if you're anything like me, then you know that these are sins that you shouldn't be doing. And perhaps the last time you committed this sin, you say to yourself, you know, what kind of Muslim am I? How can I keep doing the same sin? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's given me so many blessings, and yet and still I keep going back to the same sin. What's wrong with me? This is what you might say to yourself, what's wrong with me? And the reality is that, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows exactly what's wrong with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows exactly why we keep doing the things that we do. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one that made us, alhamdulillah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows His creation better than the creation knows itself. And it's from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's always ready to forgive us. Subhanallah. Allah is always ready to forgive us no matter what we do. But many times we get down on ourselves because, like I said, we know better. Many times we get down on ourselves, we get depressed, we feel bad. We think less of ourselves because we keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. And the last time we made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and here we are doing the same sin again. But brothers and sisters, good news for all of us, alhamdulillah. And that's that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's al-Ghafoor al-Rahim, He's the all-forgiver, the most merciful. How many of us we feel bad because maybe we've killed somebody? How many people in this masjid have killed somebody? How many people in this masjid have killed two people? How about three? How about 10? How about 99? Imam Bukhari and Muslim, they both related from Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, and all of us, we know this hadith, but many times we forget about it. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, he says that upon occasion, Rasulullah said to the Sahaba, he said, from the people that lived before you, there was a man who killed 99 people. Subhanallah. 99 people. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine if somebody today were to kill 99 people? He'd be all over the news. Everybody would be looking for this person. This man, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said he killed 99 people. And then he went to the people and he started asking, who is the most knowledgeable person on the earth? Who is the most knowledgeable person on the earth? And they said, it's this rahib over here, this monk. So this man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brought life back to his heart. Because if you kill 99 people, you know your heart has to be as hard as a rock. What kind of person can kill 99 people? This man's heart, it was harder than a rock. You know this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he killed that 99th person, Allah softened his heart. And he put in his heart the desire to make tawbah to Allah. He put in his heart the desire to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, who's the most knowledgeable person that perhaps can help me with this? So he said, there's this rahib over here, this monk that lives over here. So this man, he goes to this monk. And he says to the monk, do you think there's any tawbah for me? Do you think there's any chance that I can repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that it will be accepted? The rahib, he said, la, no. 99 people? You think Allah's going to forgive you? So what did the man do? All of us, we know. This man, he killed that person. He killed the rahib. He killed the monk. So now it's 100 people. Subhanallah. He's a stone cold killer. This man would just as soon kill you as he would look at you. 100 people he's killed. But now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's softened his heart again. And now this man, still he wants to make tawbah to Allah. So once again he asked the people, who is the most knowledgeable person on the earth? I got rid of this one. Who's the next most knowledgeable person? They said, it's this alim that lives over here. So this man, he goes to the house of the alim. And he says to him, I've killed 100 people. Subhanallah. What would we do if somebody came to us and they said, I've killed 100 people? We'd run away from him. We try to get away from this person, right? This man, he comes to the alim, the person of knowledge, and he says, I've killed 100 people. Is there any tawbah for me? Can I make repentance to Allah? Will Allah accept my tawbah? The alim, he says to him, what's stopping you? What is stopping you from making tawbah to Allah? Is there anybody between you and making tawbah to Allah? The man says, no. The alim, he says, make tawbah to Allah. And after you repent to Allah, then go move. Go to this place where they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go and be with those worshippers of Allah. And don't go back to where you came from because this is an evil place for you. So this man, he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he sets off on his journey to go to where the believers are. Soon after he starts the journey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that his time on this earth was going to come to an end. All of us know this story. Here comes al-Malak al-Maut and he takes the man's soul while he's on his journey to the land of Tawbah. To the land where he's going to start anew. So the angels of punishment, they come down to get this man's soul. And at the same time, the angels of mercy, they come to get this man's soul. And so these two groups of angels, the angels of punishment and the angels of mercy of Rahmah, they start arguing with each other about this man's soul. Al-Malak al-Maut, he's only there to take the soul out. As soon as he does, then the angels, they're going to take the soul. So they start arguing. The angels of punishment, they say, this man, he never did a single good thing. We need to take his soul. the angels of Rahman, they said, no, this man, he made tawbah to Allah. This man, he intended to make some changes. So they start arguing back and forth, subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sends another angel. And this angel, he comes down, and he is going to settle the case for them with instructions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This angel, he says to the groups of angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, measure the distance between where he left and where he was going. Wherever he's closest to, that's where his soul goes. If he's closer to the place of sin, then the angels of punishment, they can take his soul. If he's closer to the place where he's going to start new, to be with the worshippers of Allah, then the angels of mercy, they take his soul. In some narrations, it says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commanded the earth from the place where the believers were to move closer to this man, to move closer to this dead man, so that he would be closer to the land of the believers. Subhanallah. In other narrations, it says that the angels, they measured and he was closer to the place where he had left. So by all rights, he should have been going with the angels of punishment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused this man's body to jump up and hop and hop and hop until he was closer to the land of the believers. In either case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he forgave this man. This man killed 100 people. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his tawbah. So what about us? What about us, brothers and sisters? How many of us can despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after hearing that? All of us, we know the narration of the prostitute from Bani Israel. This prostitute, everybody knows this hadith. One day she's thirsty, she goes to a well, she gets some water for herself. And she's drinking her water when she notices a dog that comes. And this dog, he's so thirsty, he's licking at the sand by the well. He's so thirsty. And so this prostitute, she spent her whole life in fahisha, prostitution. She feels bad for this dog, and she says, this dog, he's thirsty just like I was thirsty. So she takes off her shoe and she drops it into the well and she brings it back up and she gives the dog water. And because of that one little act, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he forgave her. So once again, what about us, brothers and sisters? This is good news for us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's al-Ghafoor al-Rahim, he's the all-forgiver, the most merciful. And all we have to do is make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Abi Hatim, he relates that Abu Jabir, he heard Makhul say that a very old man, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very old man. And this old man, he didn't look good. This old man, his eyes was all sunken in, and his face had a very, like, a bad color to it. And he's in bad shape. But he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah. He said, an old man, he's committed every type of sin that there is. He's talking about himself. He says, an old man, he's committed every type of fahisha. And this old man, there wasn't a single desire that he had except that he fulfilled it. Whatever came to his mind, that's what he did. It didn't matter what it was. He says, there is not a single sin that this old man didn't do, O Messenger of Allah. He said, Ya Rasulullah, is there any tawbah for me? Is there any way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive me? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to this old man, he said, A'aslamta? Have you become Muslim? Have you become Muslim? And this old man, he said, as for me, I bear witness that there is no God except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that you're the messenger of Allah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِرُ لَكْ مَا كُنْتَ فَذَلِكْ وَمُبَدِّلُ سَيِّئَاتِكَ حَسَنَاتٍ. He said, Allah will forgive you for anything that you've done. All these things that you mentioned, Allah will forgive you for anything that you've done. And all the bad things that you've done, Allah will turn them into good deeds. SubhanAllah. And this old man, he couldn't really believe what he was hearing. He said, O Messenger of Allah, even all the betrayals, I've betrayed people. And that's one of the worst things you can do. When somebody trusts you and you betray that trust, that's one of the worst things that you can do. He said, I've betrayed people and I've done the worst of the fahisha, the worst of the bad sins. Even those, O Messenger of Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Na'am. Yes, even those. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, وَمَنْ تَابَ وَأَمِلَ الصَّالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whosoever makes tawbah to Allah, and then he follows it up by doing good deeds, then indeed he has repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed he has repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, what's stopping us from making tawbah to Allah? What's making us sad? All of us, we commit the sins. But wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knew the sins that we would commit before He brought us into creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knew we would commit the sins over and over and over again. And yet and still, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blessed each and every one of us with Islam. He blessed each and every one of us with a chance to make it to Jannah. So brothers and sisters, all we have to do is make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be sincere. None of us have killed 100 people. None of us have done that. And yet and still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forgave that person. So brothers and sisters, this is good news from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَنْ يَأْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ أَنْ إِبَادِهِ. Allah says, do they not know that Allah accepts the tawbah from His slaves? So alhamdulillah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, many times we commit the sins and we don't see that perhaps anything happens to us. We commit the sins and then we're looking around to see what's going to happen now. I know I disobeyed Allah. This is the 15th time I've done this sin. What's going to happen? And then nothing happens. And this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't think for one second that Allah is unaware of what you did. Don't think for one second that Allah was turned away and paying attention to this and He didn't see what you did over here. No. This is from the mercy of Allah that He doesn't snatch us up when we commit the sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا يُؤَخِّذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا قَسَبُوا مَا تَرَقَ أَلَّا دَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَبَّةِ وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُكُمْ إِلَّا أَجَّلٍ مُسَمَّى فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَّالُهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ بَصِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if Allah were to punish men for what they earn, if Allah was to punish us for what we earn, there wouldn't be a single living thing on the face of this earth. There would be nothing left if Allah punished us for the sins that we commit. But Allah says He gives them time. He gives us time until an appointed time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us time. Allah is al-Halim. He's not in a rush to punish us. And this is from the mercy of Allah. Allah gives us time. Time to come to our senses. Time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time to remember the blessings that we enjoy. And yet and still we committed that fakisha. We committed that sin. Allah gives us time to make tawbah to Him. And this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, but when their term comes to an end, then know that Allah is the all-seeing, the all-knower of his slaves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He was watching us all along. So brothers and sisters, this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's from the mercy of Allah that He doesn't rush to punish us. So alhamdulillah, this is Allah. Alhamdulillah, Allah is al-Ghafoor al-Rahim. And I just want to encourage all of us to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you feel bad because this is like the umpteenth time that you committed the same sin, then wallahi, that's a good thing. If you feel bad that you've committed this sin again, yet one more time, this is a good thing because that means that your heart is still alive. That means that you still have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though you may have forgotten about it while you were committing that sin, the fact that you feel bad about it afterwards, this is a good thing. This means that there's still hope for you. There's still hope for us. Can you imagine if you commit the sins and you don't feel bad? Can you imagine if you commit the sins and you don't think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afterwards? So brothers and sisters, if we commit the sins, and we all do, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make tawbah to Allah and be sincere when you do it. And the way that you're sincere when you make tawbah is, number one, you stop doing the sin. Whatever it is, you stop it. Even if you know in the back of your mind you're going to probably end up doing it again, stop it. So you stop the sin. And then you make tawbah to Allah, you ask Allah to forgive you. And then you make it your intention that you're not going back to the sin.
Even if you've already done that sin 100 times, you make it your intention, oh Allah, I'm not going back to this. And be sincere. And if tomorrow you commit the same sin, then do it again. Make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. Wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows our states better than we do. Allah knows how weak we are. Allah created us. Allah knows that each and every one of us, we struggle with one thing or another. But keep on making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Ghafur al-Rahim. أقول لك الحمد لله فرز الله كم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the most beautiful things about Allah, and there's so much beauty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, He's al-Ghafur al-Rahim. This is a beautiful quality from Allah. Number two, He's al-Halim. Allah is al-Halim. Al-Halim is the one that can punish you if He wants to, but He doesn't. He holds back. And this is from the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one of the most beautiful things about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He is al-Afu. Al-Afu. Al-Afu means, Al-Ghafur Rahim means Allah will forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from the consequences of the bad things that we do. This is Al-Ghafur Rahim. This is Al-Ghafar. But Al-Afu, Al-Afu is the one who makes your sin disappear as if it never happened. You make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He accepts your tawbah, the sin goes away. Halas is done. It won't be waiting for you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And if it is waiting for you, it's on a record, you won't be punished. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he did away with that sin. Subhanallah. This is the one that we worship. This is the one that we believe in, alhamdulillah. This is the one that we're going back to on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, the doors of Tawbah, they're open to us 24-7. 24-7, the doors of Tawbah are open for us. Anytime we commit a sin, anytime we need to make tawbah to Allah, the doors are open to us, alhamdulillah. Up until the very last second of our lives. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْأَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَارْجِرُ. Rasulullah said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He accepts the tawbah of His slave up until yugargir, up until the soul is about to come out of the throat and go into the hand of Al-Malak Al-Maut. Up until that very last second, we have a chance to make tawbah to Allah. But brothers and sisters, don't put off making tawbah to Allah. As soon as you commit the fahisha, as soon as you disobey Allah, and you remember, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't wait. Don't put it off. Don't say, I'm only going to do this for a little bit more, and then I'm going to make tawbah. Don't say, I'm only going to make a little bit more money, and then I'm going to make tawbah. Don't say, I'm going to wait till I'm old and I'm going to make hajj and then I'll make tawbah. No. Make tawbah as soon as you remember. As soon as you remember that you disobeyed Allah. As soon as you feel bad about what you did, make tawbah to Allah. Even if you just committed that sin, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Ghafur al-Rahim. He's always ready to forgive us, alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, for the benefit of you, the brothers already know I was trying to memorize Surah An-Nuh, the surah that talks about Prophet Noah. And this surah, subhanAllah, we should reflect on this. Prophet Noah, alayhi salam, he was calling his people, giving them dawah for over 950 years. 950 years he's calling the people, trying to get them to worship Allah, trying to get them to stop worshiping the idols. And for those 950 years, those people, they were abusing him. They were abusing Noah. They were beating him up, literally beating him up until he went unconscious. And when he would wake back up, he'd go back to giving them dawah. He would call them back to Allah in the morning, in the evening, in secret, in open, any kind of way that he could call them to Allah, call them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, call them to leave off from the sins. He was doing it. And what did he say to them? They're beating up the messenger of Allah. They're worshiping the idols. They're making fun of him and the believers. They're doing all kinds of fahisha, all kinds of sins. And what does he say to them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Prophet Nusir, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. He said, just make a istighfar to Allah. He is the all-forgiver, the most merciful. If these were the people of Nuh, what about us? Wallahi, there is hope for all of us, brothers and sisters. There is hope for all of us. And this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like I said, Allah, He created us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows what we're going to do tomorrow. He knows what we did yesterday. He knows what we're going to do today. And yet and still, His doors of tawbah, they're always open for us. Alhamdulillah. So brothers and sisters, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I just want to leave us with a beautiful hadith. Abu Dhar radiallahu anhu, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the way, this is in the Sunan of Imam Ahmed. Rasulullah said, Yuta bi rajulin fayaqul, I'm sorry, but I left out the first line. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Inni la'arifu akhira ahli nar khuruja minan nar wa akhira ahli al-jannah dukhulan ila al-jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I know the very last person from the fire who's going to come out of the fire. And this is the very last person who's going to make it into Jannah. Rasulullah says, I know the very last person who's coming out of the hellfire, and he's going to make it into Jannah. Rasulullah said, Yuta bi rajulin fayaqul, this man, he's going to come and it's going to be said, Nahu anhu kibara dunubihi wasalluhu an sigariha. It's going to be said to this man, take away his major sins. Now this man, he's going to be standing in front of Allah. And Allah is going to say, take away his major sins and leave just his minor sins, as sigara, the small sins.
قال فيقال له أملت يوم كذا كذا وكذا وأملت يوم كذا وكذا كذا وكذا.
It's going to be said to this man, on such and such a day did you do this, on such and such a day did you do this. And so this man, he's being asked about the small sins. Subhanallah, wallahi, we do the big sins. We do the big sins, brothers and sisters. Don't think for a second that we only do the small sins. Compared to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, we do the big sins. So this man, he's being asked about the small sins. He's being asked, did you do this on this day? Did you do this on this day? And what's the man going to say? Naam, yes, O Allah, I did this. What can you say? What can we say when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nothing but the truth. So this man is going to say, yes, so I did this.
فَيَقُولُ نَعْمْ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ أَنْ يُنْكِرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ شَيْئًا.
This man is going to say, yes, I did this. And he's not going to deny a single thing.
فَيُقَالُ, and then it's going to be said to him, فَإِنَّ لَكَ بِكُلِّ سَيِّئَاتٍ حَسَنًا.
It's going to be said to him, for every small sin that you have, now you have a good deed. For every small sin that you had, now you have a good deed. Subhanallah. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will exchange our bad sins for good deeds. Subhanallah. If we make tawbah to Allah. And be sincere when we make tawbah. So this man, when he said this, that now for all the small sins you had, now you have a good deed, this man is going to say, Oh Allah, I did some of the things that I don't see here. Oh Allah, I did some things that you didn't ask me about. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was smiling when he said this to the Sahaba. Radiallahu anhu majma'in. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's al-afu. He's the one that wipes away the sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's always ready to forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one we're going to be standing in front of tomorrow. So alhamdulillah that Allah has blessed us to be Muslim. Alhamdulillah that Allah is al-Ghafur al-Rahim. And brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage myself and you, make tawbah to Allah. And keep on making tawbah until the moment that we leave this earth. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all our sins. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us success on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to exchange our places in the hellfire for places in Jannah.